Welcome to the Synthetic Media Podcast. I'm your host, Henrik DeCuyer. Join me for interviews and thoughts on the ever-expanding topic of synthetic media. You can find my book on synthetic media on Amazon. Subscribe to this podcast for free. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com and enjoy today's episode.
I'm Ashish Jaman. I work for Microsoft in the Bing multimedia team. I focus on product management, and we are building something very innovative for creators and influencers in coming quarters, which we'll be launching soon. Most of my work has been around multimedia, synthetic media, you know, traditional video, audio, images, and text.
Ashish, how are you involved with synthetic media?
Prior to this job, I was leading a program in Microsoft called Defending Democracy Program. And in the program, my focus was, you know, disinformation defense. For almost 3 years, we actually listened a lot, talked to a lot of people, civil society, peer tech industry, policymakers, and came to a conclusion that deepfakes actually is an emerging threat that we should pay attention to. And that started my journey almost 2+ years back, learning more about deepfakes, learning a lot about synthetic media, and also starting to think not just from a technology perspective, but the implications around threat modeling, the positive use cases of synthetic media, as well as the policy implications of synthetic media.
Ashish, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with synthetic media?
So one of the big challenges I've seen is the whole idea of deepfakes, right? In last almost 3-4 years, what we have seen is it's a perfect storm of technology and cloud computing, as well as algorithms with a lot of data around us, which enables a bad actor to use that, you know, perfect storm to create synthetic media or deepfakes and use it maliciously. So what we've tried to do, so that is the biggest challenge. What we're seeing is deepfakes are used to create harm on individuals, societies, and we can talk in detail about the malicious uses of synthetic media, which I call deepfakes. The biggest opportunity, on the other hand, we have seen is around what the positive use cases are, especially around, I'll call out accessibility as one of the examples. Obviously, we will talk more about other opportunities. But accessibility, Microsoft has this technology called Seeing.ai, which is for visual impaired. It's an application that becomes your assistive navigation application. And it uses synthetic media. Essentially, it uses audio, it uses camera and everything to build an audio world around you so you can navigate that world. On the other side, you know, we also are seeing actually synthetic media being used in education. The learning outcomes of using synthetic media, audio and video, you know, assume that, you know, you are in elementary school and you're actually learning about civil war from a synthetically created Abraham Lincoln, right? In his voice, his mode, his tone. I think that is more impactful. So learning outcomes can certainly be increased a lot using synthetic media. One of the things actually you and I were talking about books, right? You know, think about writing a book and then creating audiobooks from it using synthetic media is a great opportunity as well. Storytelling, democratization of what Hollywood was doing and uses millions of dollars to do now can be done using powerful machines, algorithms, AI algorithms and data, and making, you know, everyone as capable to create a virtual world and have an impactful storytelling. So these are just some of them. We can talk in detail, but, you know, from an opportunity perspective, I think a lot of positive use cases we can talk about around synthetic media, but the narrative right now is actually more around the malicious use of synthetic media. Whenever either you hear in press, either you read about it, it's all about deepfakes. And I think, you know, we're focusing too much on deepfakes, less on the positive use cases of synthetic media.
Ashish, What advice would you like to share with people working on synthetic media?
There's this confluence of technology, algorithm, and cloud computing that gives rise to, you know, creation of synthetic media. The advice I would give is, you know, first, actually, let's talk about the malicious use, which you just talked about, right? The threat modeling. So if you look into detail, the we have seen throughout the history of innovation that innovation typically at first is used by bad actors to create harm, right? You know, be it nuclear power, be it, you know, early, you know, networks and security and computers and whatnot. And what I want people to think about is, are we actually allowing bad actors to use a technology which has such a great positive use case to create harm, right? And the reason I bring that up is because we as technologists, you know, we as individual members of society, we as policymakers should think about this great innovation that we have in our hands and then find right kind of mitigation techniques, you know, to stop or counter the malicious use of synthetic media. What we are seeing is in individuals, we're seeing a lot of revenge pornography of unassuming women out there on closed channels using deepfakes. You know, societal divisions can be exacerbated using deepfakes. You know, national security could be undermined. Impersonation of business leaders to do financial fraud is something that we are seeing right now as well. Trust deficit, journalism, the division of society, we can talk about that, right? But so again, I want to go back and start thinking about what are the bad things that can be done using synthetic media, which is mostly deepfakes, and what as an individual our responsibilities are. So think about from policy, media literacy, technology perspective. So that's one advice I would actually start thinking about from being a responsible stakeholder in this environment of synthetic media. The other side, the positive use cases, I think we have an opportunity to really empower everyone in the world to help them have their agency in accessibility, especially speech impediment, assistive navigation, all that. So again, be cognizant that there are so much positive use of synthetic media, and let's not be drowned into the bad things. And then be vocal about the positive use cases as well, so that we can raise awareness of the right things that a technology can be used for. One thing I can tell you, the innovation we are seeing actually lately using synthetic media, especially in retail, in medicine, right? Medical research, complex engineering, all that is such a goodness to overall society and the ecosystem. So my advice is be aware of what's going on, but not get drowned into all the bad things that everyone is covering these days, which is deepfakes.
And Ashish, where can we learn more about synthetic media and your work on the subject?
There's a lot of, one of the goodness is, Henrik, as you are doing, right? You're doing this podcast, raising awareness. So, you know, be aware, as I said, you know, there's a lot of information out there. Big companies, you know, including Microsoft, Adobe, Intel, and Facebook, and Twitter, and Google, and others. We actually have a lot of written material out there around synthetic media. If you're not a technologist, obviously some of that material may not be as relevant. But if you just very quickly search, and I'd advise you to use Bing for searching, you search for synthetic media, you'll find a lot of good material out there. A lot has been written. I write as well a lot on this topic. So I'll use search as the first tool to start looking at. There's a lot of written videos, you know, go on YouTube and search for it. There's a lot there as well. There are civil society groups like Witness and others who are doing a lot of effort and a lot of awareness campaigns around it as well.
Join us next week for a new episode by subscribing to the Synthetic Media Podcast. Check out my book about synthetic media on Amazon. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com. This podcast was produced by Henrik DeGuire. Music by Mattia Capelli. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a 5-star review. And thank you for listening.